15, this is Houston.
Yes, Houston, go ahead.
I was informed that you called. Did you call?
High gain angle for it.
Stand by.
Yeah, we called you. Apollo 15.
15, go ahead.
Okay, we're ready to cycle the cameras now if you've got some high gain angles for
us. Stand by on the high gain angles. Roger, 15, your high gain angles are pitch, minus 7.5, yaw, plus 3.6.
Okay, understand, pitch minus 7.5 and yaw, plus 3.46.
Plus 3.6, affirmative.
Okay, tell you what, Houston, we'll go back to 50 degrees roll and pick up the UV before you do it here.
Houston.
15, did you copy the P-52?
Roger, we got your torquing angles, thank you. And they say down here that you don't need to roll at the present time. We'd just as soon save the propellant.
Well, we'll pick it up at the 50-degree mark when we come around.
Okay, that'll be fine.
This is Apollo Control. Maroon Team Flight Director Milt Wendler now taking over from Jerry Griffin. Going around the room, talking to the various console positions. Being brought up to speed on what the next 8 hours' activities will be. Meanwhile, Apollo 15 is now 175,450 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity now 3,227 feet per second relative to Earth. Before too long, the displays here in the control center should go to moon reference data. We'll have a crossing into the lunar sphere of influence at about 63 hours, 52 minutes. This is an arbitrary figure because it's not really a line out in space that can be felt or seen. Still up live on air ground at 55 hours, 25 minutes. This is Apollo Control.
Okay, Houston 15, if you've got telemetry, we'll cycle the film on your cube.
Roger, stand by 15.
Roger.
This is Houston. Before we cycle the cameras, we need to stop PTC. You can either do that immediately, or else go through the 50-degree roll and use the angles that are in your flight plan. That's your choice.
Oh, we'll just press on to 50 degrees and stop there. We thought you could pick it up on the way around.
That'll be fine. Thank you.
Houston, Apollo 15.
15, this is Houston. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm taking a look at our attitude for the UB photos. We see we need a roll of 153, and your update today gave us a roll of 050 degrees. And it seems like we probably ought to stop the roll at 153 and just skip that 050 degree attitude so we can save the maneuver.
The high gain won't be available to us at the angle of 153.
Okay. And Houston 15, for future reference, I guess we are to understand that you cannot do the camera cycling while we're in PTC, even though you have high gain. Is that correct?
Dave, there are pros and cons to that. We could do it if we finessed it just right. But since it's difficult and we have to stop rolling anyhow, it's better to stop the roll this time.
Well, that's true. We're just trying to save you a maneuver. We got to stop the roll and then start the roll again to get back to another spot. But we'll go that way.